the rest of the story. Not every soldier likes to recall his own personal war stories, but when Jimmy Stewart served in World War II, he encountered an unforgettable character named Nick, a fellow he talks about to this day. Both men were lieutenants, although Jimmy was Nick's assistant. They met on a Navy vessel bound for the South Pacific. They wound up on the island of Bougainville. And yet, for all of their experiences in the Combat Air Transport Command, what Jimmy remembers best is Nick's hamburger stand. And that is the rest of the story. Few commanding officers in any war were as beloved and respected and admired by their men as was Nick. He was like a calm island in a storm, Jimmy says, a friendly, uncomplaining, steadying influence in an ultimately unstable environment. As a CO in Bougainville, Nick selected a base and directed the operations. Incoming wounded and flight crews were cared for efficiently and without fanfare. To relieve the agonizing boredom of between times, Nick conducted an informal business course for his men. He taught them how to set up a small corporation, how to draw up a lease, how to prepare tax returns. In other words, he made those who served under him believe that there was life waiting for them after the war. And to enhance the amiable atmosphere out there in the middle of nowhere, Nick founded an unusual establishment. He called it Nick's Hamburger Stand. It was completely his own idea. I have a photograph of it in my possession. It appears to be little more than a wooden platform and a tent. Pretty good size, though. And most important, to pilots who had not tasted anything that reminded them of home in many weeks, Nick served free hamburgers and cold bottles of Australian beer. Keeping the hamburger stand supplied was no small accomplishment. Nick would swap anything that he could get his hands on with other outfits that were better stocked than was his. And sometimes, they say, supplies of Nick's hamburger stand were simply liberated from other companies. Anyway, occasionally even a bottle of whiskey or two appeared on Nick's menu, but nobody knew better than he the importance of the place to the men's morale. And there were many other memories of Nick's Pacific outpost, less pleasant ones, like the Japanese bombing raid, after which Nick and his men counted 35 shell craters within 100 feet of their bunker. And the time the B-29 crash-landed near the base at dusk and Nick had to help remove the dead bodies from the wreckage. And yet, despite all of the reminders of that war, war after all is hell, and hell on New Caledonia and Bougainville and Green Island was just a little less hot because Nick was there. The recollections of Lieutenant Jimmy Stewart are quite similar to those of others who knew Nick back then. And I wanted you to know Nick from back then. By the way, this Jimmy Stewart that I've been quoting is not the one familiar to you. He is simply one of many who reminisce with fondness, even still, about the once upon a wartime which they spent with a man they describe as kind and unassuming, and yet courageous and an efficient born leader, whom they nicknamed Nick, whose real name was Richard Nixon. And yes, this is the one you know. Only now you know the rest of the story.